Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. An ad I saw years ago has stuck with me. It said, "Donate organs, don't bury them."
I remember that one, Dave. The fact remains that donated organs save lives, and yet the waiting list for transplants continues to be long.
Our bodies are useful in other ways after we die. Medical students and researchers need human bodies for dissection and basic research.
Scientists have now created a new way for our deceased selves to be helpful. It's called PMD, which stands for Physiology Maintained Deceased. When there is no brain function and the bodies are kept alive artificially through ventilation and assisted circulation for a limited time, this is beyond a coma or a persistent vegetative state where there is still some brain activity.
PMD bodies can respond to therapies, fight infection, and heal wounds, which make them a great resource for advancing medicine.
Even though we can do work in the lab with cell cultures and animals, they don't translate well to humans. As my first research mentor would say, we have cured cancer in mice many times. They just don't work in humans.
We can use PMDs to test animal organ transplantation, keep human organs alive until they can be transplanted, test new drugs and therapies, and lower the costs of clinical trials.
We'd need strict bioethical and medical guidelines, as well as rigorous public debate to move forward with PMDs. One day, people may choose to advance medicine by gifting their bodies to this area of research.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.